Streetlight Venice. Wie Künstlerin Michela Bortoluzzi die Seele Venedigs wieder zum Leuchten bringt. Benvenuti, liebe Zuhörerinnen und Zuhörer, zu einer neuen Folge von Erlebnis Venedig, dem Podcast, der euch zeigt, dass Venedig mehr ist als Gondeln, Tauben und dem verzweifelten Versuch, mit Google Maps durch enge Gassen zu navigieren. Heute tauchen wir in ein Projekt ein, das Venedig nicht nur ein wenig Licht, sondern auch ein Stück seiner Seele zurückgibt. Relight Venice. Klingt fast wie eine Kampagne für bessere Beleuchtung und mehr Straßenlaternen. Aber es ist mehr als das. Unsere heutige Interviewpartnerin Michela Bortoluzzi ist eine wahre venezianische Entdeckerin, Designerin, Nomadin, Geschichtenerzählerin und eine Frau, die weiß, dass echte Souvenirs nicht aus Plastik bestehen und schon gar nicht aus China kommen sollen. Also quasi ganz im Sinne von Marco Polo, außer das Plastik. Nach Reisen durch Marokko und Palästina sowie Südafrika kehrte sie zurück in ihre Heimatstadt, um etwas Wichtiges zu schaffen. Designobjekte, die nicht nur schön sind, sondern auch eine Botschaft in sich tragen. Von architektonisch inspirierten Kerzen bis zu essbaren Kunstwerken, die zum Nachdenken über Konsum anregen sollen. Michela zeigt, dass Venedig mehr ist als nur eine Kulisse für Insta-Fotos. Warum ist das so wichtig? Na, weil der Massentourismus dieser Stadt viel von seiner Identität geraubt hat. Michela will das ändern. Mit nachhaltigem Design, lokaler Handwerkskunst und der Vision, dass Souvenirs nicht nur Staubfänger sind, sondern auch Botschafter einer Kultur werden können. Also bleibt dran, es wird inspirierend und spannend. Und vielleicht überlegst du danach zweimal, bevor du das nächste Mal in Venedig Andenken Marke Made in China kaufst. Los geht's!
Guten Tag, heute sind wir wieder in Venedig und in einem ganz besonderen kleinen Geschäft. Hier wird wunderbares Glitzerzeugs hergestellt, nämlich Schmuck und Kerzen. Und Michela, die spricht Englisch, wird uns ein bisschen was über sich erzählen. So, Michela, so that's your business. You're in the middle of Venice, very beautiful, all canals around here, and you do something special. What do you do?
So, buongiorno a tutti, good morning, nice to meet you. Thanks for you to interviewing me and to advertise my project. Yes, I'm Michela from Venice. I have a shop, we say bottega, in the historical part of Venice. The project called Relight Venice. And as I'm from Venice, I'm a real Venetian, born and raised in town. I want to support my town and keep it the most of the authenticity that we still have in town. The project called Relight Venice, that means give back the light to the town in terms of authenticity, tradition, stories, and a focus to Venetians. My first product I did, it was a big lollipop in sugar with the shape of Venice architectures, like the column of the Doge's Palace, for example. And the big question behind my lolly was, Venice, would you consume it or keep it preserving? We call sometimes Venice, Veniceland, because we feel sometimes to be in an amusement park. So while you are eating your lollipop, at the end, nothing stays. Same with Venice. If we don't take care about our action when we travel, or also as a Venetians, it may disappear. disappears in terms of people, Venetians that decide to move away. And a town without people, without inhabitant, lose their soul. So stay just...
Absolutely.
Yes. So after my lolly, I decide to work with it all material you can consume. So when you get in contact with my product, you become a kind of performer. And you have to decide what you want to do with my product. If consume it or keep it. And yes, taking care of them as with Venice. So I made a nice candles with the shape of Venice architectures again. The wax is recycling wax from the Church of Venice, because my idea is also to make a community in town. And at the wood basement coming from a part of a gondola called Forcola, where we put the oak to ride the gondola. So I upcycling that wood, because keep a story behind and also can make you in contact with another artisan craft we have in Venice. And then when I need help in the production of my candles, I decide to involve the Venetian prisons, ladies one. And so I spent a year training the ladies inside, and now is 2 years I have a second workshop there where the ladies can help me in the production. So it started to become also a social project. But with them, we make also soap with the same concept, natural soap, with the same concept of using this beautiful, I hope, product. But if you come to visit me in my shop, you will find also jewelry, earring, necklace, mirror, all with the concept about using sustainable material, local material, and give back some storytelling about the town. For example, I have a collection of brooches that I decide to call them Inhabitant. They are all the animal of the animal of the lagoon. And is because, which is the story behind that Venice are losing habitat. We are less than 50,000 people living, so we're not a town anymore. We became a village, but we have kind of 14 million tourists per year that they may want to meet Venetian. But if the Venetian are going away, maybe that is my ironic part. We need to fish in to find the locals first. And so behind my project, there is always an ironic way to say something a bit more critic that make the people aware about where they come to travel, to visit, or also as a Venetian, be aware about what is happening in Venice. And if you get in contact with one of my candles, usually the people would say I would never consume it. Mm-hmm. And that's the point, because it's a candle, it's an object that you can rebuy, but you feel like, I don't want to see this object disappear. Because human being is really attached of object, of visible things. But the same with Venice. If we do the wrong action and we consume Venice, maybe we don't see the consuming immediately that we are losing something, but with time it may happen. So my project is really to make people aware and take care about beautiful place, historical place we have, keeping tradition and travel conscious. So I'm happy to meet all of you if you want to come to Venice to discover the authentic part of the town. And yes, that's it.
And you also sell around Venice, so where can we get your products too?
Yes, so in Venice I have a reseller, few shops that resell my product. One is the Fondaco dei Tedeschi, is the main shopping mall we have in Rialto Bridge, close by Rialto Bridge. Then you can find my product also in the Venice airport. And then I have a shop online on my website, Relight Venice. And you can find it also in some place around the world, like Australia, or now also in States. I have a shop in a museum. But the best thing is to come in the shop and have a coffee or a talk with me and get the experience directly.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned that the things that you normally do, they are vanishing. But with the Inhabitant collection, it's the total difference, because you make it in jewelry, so it's there to stay, while the normal Inhabitants, they are vanishing, kind of.
Say again.
So like the fish or the inhabitants collection that you mentioned, you made them in jewelry so they stay for longer. While the original ones, they're managing. And the other things is the total different because you have the things that should stay, like the architecture, and then with the candles or the lollipops, it vanishes.
Oh, that's an interesting point of view. I didn't thought about that. So you see, this is the project, like make people thinking, act, and yes, make new vision of life, of the future of the Venice, but the entire world, like. We are living in a very fragile environment, and we really need to take in care.
And you learned your skills in Morocco, you told me last time.
Yes, so I always study art. I study art and sculptures in Venice. Then I had an experience in London as an exchange program. I traveled for 6 years, changing artists, learning material, listening to stories. To then jump in a project, in a workshop called Master, I can say, Sustainable Design in Marrakesh. And the goal was to make a product with a Moroccan student, so exchanging ideas and also cultures, working with the local master artisan. And that made I learned a lot to make my project come through because I understand how beautiful it is to make an object with a local artisan, local materials that have a story behind. So once I did this project, then I fall in love with Morocco. And yes, I decided to live there. I'm still going up and down now, like 3-4 times per year. I get to know well lot of artisans there where I start to make new collection. I have also a Moroccan collection here in my shop. And what is the beautiful part? That I travel to Morocco, but I also support people there. They support me. We exchange idea. I get close to them. So I found a family and I can leave Morocco as a locals and not as a tourist. Because when you leave a place as a locals, you respect it more. You feel like it's your second home. And a sentence is that I always say is wherever you are, feel like a locals. Mm-hmm. Also, if you are for 2 days, feel like a locals. So you will feel at home, and at home you will respect more the place.
And you will also be more respected.
Yes, 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 mm-hmm. yes.
Especially in Venice, where you have millions of people coming and the city kind of closes down now a little bit, mm-hmm. but still thinks about how to preserve it much better than a few years ago with the big ferries and stuff like that.
Yes, I mean, we still have a lot of people, also the ferry, they don't stop in town anymore, but close by, and that massive people come anyway. And for that, I decide to, because it's not nice to talk about we don't want tourism, no. But I always split the two things. There is tourist and there is traveler. There is tourists that come one day, they don't even know where they are. They consume in 2 days, they do Florence, Rome and Venice. And they don't really understand what's mean being Venice. Mm-hmm. And then there is travelers that they really escape from the main street. I mean, they realize that Venice is not made only by San Marco Square, mm-hmm. but there is a lot to discover. People that want to get in real shop and have a contact with people, know something more about the town. I think that is the goal, because if you start to know deeply peoples and story and tradition, mm-hmm. you would never be a consumer.
Yeah, and you get in contact and then Venice gets something back, which is nice.
Yes, also is the history of Venice. Venice was a place, a very welcoming place. People from all over the world always came to Venice to exchange materials, ideas, projects. And we always, since Venice born, always be happy to welcome people from all over the world. But now has to be people that really want to exchange something mm-hmm. with us, because we few, we want to stay, mm-hmm. and yes, we want to feel at home, mm-hmm. not like a part of a museum.
or Venice land.
Yes, as with you, you came often, you come every time you come in Venice, you come to say hi, we start to have a relation, to know each other. I think it's something nice, it's more interesting for both the sides, mm-hmm. like I can meet people that tell me their story, as your story about carnival and clothes is very interesting, and reach myself. Mm-hmm. And you probably come to Venice and you feel a little bit more at home because you know somebody from here. Yeah. So this is my way to travel, and this is the way I wish to people to travel. Mm-hmm.
That's a good end point, too. So thank you very much for your time, and thank you for being so open, and hope to see you soon again.
See you soon. Thanks to you, and ciao, ciao.
Und das, liebe Zuhörerinnen und Zuhörer, war unsere Reise durch das faszinierende Projekt Relight Venice. Ein Beweis dafür, dass Tradition und Innovation in Venedig Hand in Hand gehen können. Michela Bortoluzzi erinnert uns daran, dass wahre Souvenirs nicht aus Plastik bestehen, sondern aus Geschichten, Handwerk, Geschichte und echter Leidenschaft für eine Stadt und vielleicht auch aus einer Kerze, die aussieht wie ein gotisches Fenster. Viel zu schade, um sie letztendlich anzubrennen. Und vielleicht ist es nicht die Option, zurückzukehren und Vergangenes zu beweinen, sondern, wie es in Venedig üblich ist, die Einflüsse oder üblich war, die Einflüsse von außen zu nutzen, um damit zu wachsen. Wenn euch diese Episode gefallen hat, dann lasst uns eine Bewertung da, teilt sie mit euren Lieblingsreisepartnern und Partnerinnen. Denkt daran, Venedig ist nicht dazu da, im Schnelldurchlauf gegessen und weitergerannt zu werden. Nehmt euch Zeit, schaut genauer hin, seid achtsam und wer weiß, vielleicht entdeckt ihr beim nächsten Besuch ein echtes Relight Venice Original. Wenn nicht, dann schaut doch einfach in Michaelas Shop vorbei, da werdet ihr sicher fündig. Danke fürs Zuhören und bis zur nächsten Folge von Erlebnis Venedig. Ciao, ciao.